Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Nay. Can I have the zip code on the account you're calling in for?
Sure, it's 12590.
12590?
Yeah.
And can I have that first and last name that's on the account?
Sure, it's Caitlin, K-A-T-L-Y-N-N. And the last name is Van Zant, V-A-N, Z as in Zebra, A-N, D as in Dad, T as in Tom.
Yes, ma'am. Just give me one moment so I can pull that account up for you.
Sure.
And for security purposes, can you verify the shipping address on the account for me?
Sure. It's 1295 Route 376, Lozenges Falls, 12590.
And what can I do for you today?
I got a message on my phone twice yesterday saying that I ordered stuff and I didn't.
Yes, ma'am. I see that you have a smart fitness tracker that was ordered on the 19th of April. Do you remember paying shipping and handling of $6.97 and $7.97 maybe?
Yes. I did that one, but then I received a message that I ordered another two or three or something for like $70 and I didn't.
Yes, ma'am. What that was is I see the $69.87 and the $64.87 that's on your account. With that smart fitness tracker, it was a 14-day trial. So that's what you're seeing those two charges for. Since it was out of the 14-day trial, they charged you the full price for the two products since it wasn't canceled during that 14-day trial.
Yeah. Can I cancel this and return it? Because no.
Yes, and just give me one moment. Let me look over my account and see what I can do for you.
No problem. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Yes, ma'am. So I spoke to my supervisor and looked over the account, and unfortunately with the 14-day trial, they do put it in the terms and conditions. You can find it on the bottom of the page, and once you click on that tab, it'll open up to a whole new page, and it'll explain the trial. And since the account is out of the 14-day trial, and you've already paid the full price for the products, then these two prices on the account is final. The only thing that we can do for you is cancel out the account since they're not we don't accept returns on any of the products because of COVID, and we can't issue
them.
I
didn't open them.
Yes, ma'am, but we the warehouse that the product came from, they're not accepting any returns on any products that's on the websites because of COVID. It's one of our return policies. And since you're out of the 14-day trial, then the prices are final.
Wow, okay. So you just kind of screw people then?
No, ma'am. I just have to follow my protocol.
No, I understand, but that's pretty much what you guys are doing if you can't return a product that you buy and you don't want.
Well, since this is they're not our rules, since this is customer service, we just go over the accounts. We just have to go by the warehouse rules, and they don't accept refunds on the products. I meant returns on the products.
All right. Well, thank you. I guess just cancel it, and I'll just.
Yes, ma'am. I can give you a confirmation number to confirm that your account is canceled out and that you won't receive any more charges. Just give me one moment so I can cancel it out for you.
No problem. Thank you.
What?
That's
it. Yeah, pretty small.
Well, you're smashing the cake.
Do you want a paper larger cake so you can just demolish it? It's a lot of waste of money, in my opinion.
Where?
It's still the fact
Ha ha ha.
Okay, I got that account canceled out for you. Just let me know when you're ready for your confirmation number.
Sure. Let me just... All right, I'm all ready for you.
Okay, we have C as in Charlie, the number 919-223-766.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Me too. Bye.
Bye-bye.